back turned. Preemptive vengeance. There was a one-eye concept for you. I told you, he's up to something. I'm not going to stand around and wait. Ask Weezer what to do about the bodies. Weezer said bury them deep and do a prime job of camouflaging. Trouble, Lady said, any way you look at it. The animals are rested. We'll outrun it. I hope so. I wish... There was something in her voice that I could not decipher. I did not get it till later. Nostalgia. Homesickness. Longing for something irrevocably lost. Goblin dubbed our new guides the Geek and the Freak. Despite my displeasure, the names clung. We crossed the savannah in 14 days, without mishap, though Weezer and the guides panicked each time they heard distant drums. The message they dreaded did not come till we had left the savannah for the mountainous desert bounding it on the south. Both guides immediately begged to be allowed to stay with the company. An extra spear is an extra spear. One Eye told me, "The drum said they've been declared outlaws. What they said about us, you don't want to hear. You decide to go back north again, you'd better think about another way to get there." 4 days later, we made camp on some heights overlooking a large city and a broad river that flowed southeast. We had come to Giazli, 800 miles below the equator. The mouth of that river, 1,600 miles farther south, lay at the edge of the world on the map I had made at the Temple of Traveler's Repose. The last place name marked, with great uncertainty, was Troco Talio, a ways up river from the coast. Once camp was set to my satisfaction, I went looking for Lady. I located her among some high rocks, but instead of studying the view, she was staring into a tin teacup. For an instant, the cup appeared to contain a pinprick spark. Then she sensed my approach. She looked up, smiled. There was no spark in the cup when I looked again. Must have been my imagination. "The company is growing," she said. "You've accumulated 20 men since leaving the tower." I sat down, stared at the city. Geazli. Where the Black Company was in service. But where wasn't the company in service? I chuckled. "You're right. We're waiting around in our own past. We put the present dynasty in power down there. When we left, it was without the usual hard feelings. What would happen if we rode in with Mergen showing our true colors?"
"There's only one way to find out. Let's try it."
Our gazes met and locked. The multiple meanings sparked between us. It had been a long time since that lost moment. We had been evading moments like this, a sort of delayed adolescent shyness and guilt. The sun settled in a glorious conflagration, the only fire there was that evening. I just could not get past who she used to be. She was angry with me, but she hid it well and joined me in watching the city put on its night face. That was a cosmetic job worthy of an aging princess. She did not need to waste energy getting mad at me. I was doing a fine job being mad at myself. "Strange stars, strange skies," I observed. "The constellations are completely out of whack now. Much more, and I'll start feeling like I'm in the wrong world." She made a snorting sound. "More than I do already. Hell."